Vaiterian Shasra and Shavuos Daf Chaf Dalet. Picking up on Chaf Gimel is towards the middle of the page, next part of the Mishnah. Shavua Shalo Ochal. Someone says, I swear that I will not eat, and continues on. Shalo Ochal. The Ochal, and back in the Mishnah says, V'Ochal Ochal Shen Ruin Lechil, V'Shat Samashkin Shen Ruin Lechil. He ate something that's not edible, drink something that's not drinkable, then he's going to be Potter. Hagufa Kasha. Amarta Shavua Shalo Ochal. The Mishnah says, if a person says, I swear that I'm not going to eat, V'Ochal Ochal Shen Ruin Lechil, and then he ate something that's not able to be eaten, V'Shat Samashkin Shen Ruin Lechil, Potter, V'Hadar Tani. Then afterwards, in the Mishnah says, that Shavua Shalo Ochal, if somebody says, I swear I'm not going to eat, V'Ochal Nevel Sutres, which comes from Mimasim, Chayev is going to be Chayev. Mishnah Rashi the Potter, Mishnah Sefer the Chayev. Why in the ratio you putter and the safer you're going to be chayev? Rashi says kasakatech the veil of treif and nami ochen shen ruin hein. At this time, we're thinking that these are things which are not ra'oi. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Halo kasha, it's not a question. Says Rashi, klomar im kushya acheris ein kan zu yeshla literets. If you have no question, this is the only question you have, you can answer. V'chein kol duchte deika halo kasha yesh kushya gedol mizu. Means it's a bigger question to ask here. Halo kasha, reisha bistam. The first case, someone who swears is a stam situation. He says, I will not eat. And then usher food is not included in this type of shvua. V'seifa b'mefarsh. The v'seifa is going to be first, and he goes into particulars of the type of food that he's eating. Mefarsh nami gufi tikshi. So the Gemara, right? Oh, so therefore, right? So it says v'seifa b'mefarsh, like in the Vela, so usher food is going to be included. In fact, the Gemara mefarsh nami gufi tikshi. But in the case of somebody who specifies in itself, especially it's also in itself, a problem. Amai mushba me'er sinai. Amai, why is he going to be chayev? He's already mushba me'er sinai to hold back from doing this. So why would you be chayev for that? Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Damri, Bikolo Devarim, Mutarim, Devarim, Usurim. The Mishnah is talking about a case where somebody includes in his shavua, I swear, mutter foods along with usher foods. It says Rashi, Bikolo Shapir Shva Amar, Shavua Shva Ochal Nevelos Ushchutos. He says, Nevelos Enshchutos. He says, I'm not going to eat Nevela and kosher meat. Since it's including also mutter foods, therefore it takes effect in regard to the usher one as well, and that is known as Isser Kolel. In of itself, no, but when you include with something else, yes. You can't find a case in which this shvua is going to work in reference to usher foods, except for one of the two situations, ibn mefarish chatzishir. Either one specifies to hold back from a chatzishir, half of an amount, V'alibi d'Rabbanan, in the world of the Rabbanan, who say that a shvua, to hold back from eating, doesn't apply to less than a kazais, unless he says it specifically. Ibistam, alibi d'Rabbanan, you say it's tam, according to Rabbi Kiva, d'Amar, adam osa atzma b'choshu, a person asks himself with a koshu. And since the shvua at Har Sinai didn't include this amount, therefore the shvua actually is effective. Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, l'Amar, k'reish la, because it makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like reish la, wa, kesh. Rav Yochanan was the first one who said, "Bekol devarim mutarim and devarim asurim." And Rish Lakish says the other two cases we just saw. So, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, the first one, doesn't like Rish Lakish to mukin lan masisin gedivrei kol, because he establishes our Mishnah to go according to everyone, so you can't split it up according to this one or according to that one. Elo Rish Lakish, my time alone, Rav Yochanan. Why is your Rish Lakish say like Rav Yochanan about the shtikl Torah that we could just say that Bekol devarim mutarim and devarim asurim? And for the Gemara, Amar Lechar, so go say back, Cameron, in Isser Kolel, when do we say in Isser Kolel that it's going to work on an earlier type of thing? Beep, turn the page, Chav Dalam Nav, the Isser Abame Elav. That's an Isser that comes by itself, on its own. The Isser Abal Yidei Atzmo, but Isser comes through what he does, right? For example, Geshvua Alomin, and we don't say Isser Kolel for such a thing. What does that mean? Like, for example, to Yom Kippur. If somebody has Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's going to be Chayev Achatas for eating Yom Kippur. Even though the meat was Aser as Nevela before Yom Kippur, and one Isser can't take effect on another, the Yom Kippur Isser takes effect on the Nevela because the Yom Kippur Isser is more inclusive. Before Yom Kippur, one could not eat Nevela, but he could eat kosher meat on Yom Kippur. It's also on kosher meat also, therefore it's going to also have the Nevela as well. And that's an example of an Isser Kolel that comes by itself. For Yom Kippur is not something that we go and we make up to go and to do over here. But in reference to something which comes on its... The answer, I mean, that he creates it, lo amino, that we don't say the concept of Isser Kolo. That's why he doesn't agree with him. It says, Rashi of Ibe Isser, above me, Atzmo, Klomer, a Yidei, Adam Atzmo, can go on Isser Shavua Haba, lo, a Yidei Diburo, lo amino, the real lo amino, we don't say. So that's why Rav Yochanan doesn't go, I'm sorry, that's where Rish Lakish doesn't go with Rev Yochanan, because he didn't hold of Isser Kolo in this type of situation. Bishlam Rish Lakish can make sense according to Rish Lakish, who said that the Mishnah is talking about a Shavua to hold back from less than he's asking himself meaning less than a Kazayas. Mishum Hachi Kapater Reb Shimon. That's the reason Reb Shimon will pater, says Rashi, to Kasavar Kolshu Nami Mushva Omeid Hug. He says, even a Kolshu is already Mushva Meharasina. Back in the Gemara, the Tanya of Shimon Omer, Kolshu Lamakos, even a tiny amount is going to get Malkus. Velarim Kazayish Elik LeKarbon, and they only said the Kazayish Shtekel that given Har Sinai in reference to a carbon. Sidra of Shimon says that one is already chayev to hold back from even less than a Kazayish, than the Shvua can't be added to that Isser. Elul Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said the Mishnah is talking about Isser Kolel, my time Rabbi Shimon the Potter. Why, according to Rabbi Shimon, are you now going to say that you are Potter? Says Rashi, Elul Rabbi Shimon, Demuki lo Mishum Kolel, am I Potter Rabbi Shimon? Why Rabbi Shimon say that you're going to be Potter? And for the Gemara, Midi Ahu Taima Elul Mishum Isser Kolel. I'm sorry, Midi Ahu Taima Elul Mishum Isser Kolel is not the Mishnah's reason for Achiev only because of the Shavua of Isser Kolel. Shimon, he goes according to his own reasoning. The less Isser Kolel, he doesn't hold of Isser Kolel. He says that even a Kolel Isser doesn't take effect on another type of Isser. The tidings went to the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Halchon Avela B'Yom Kippur Potter. Somebody needs to avail on Yom Kippur is going to be Potter because you're already Mushab Ba'omer, you're not eating anything. Says Rashi, Potter Michatas, the Lossi Karis, the Yom Kippur, and the Chayel El Isser Nevela. The one thing doesn't go on to the other. Oh, Isser Aver Menachai, Im Lo. Even though Yom Kippurim is a more inclusive shtickle over there. So even though the Isser against eating Yom Kippur is inclusive, it doesn't take effect on the Isser of Nevela. Right, it makes sense. Everything is good according to Rish Lakish. Rish says Dimuki la bechatsi shir. Hani de miskachas la belav vehein de kaimelon. We see on Daf Chav Hey. But as the Shem is Bulurach, tomorrow's Daf. Unbelievable. We keep going to the next stuff. Ein carbon shvua ba elim kein atamotzi ba lav hein. You can't have a carbon on the shvua come unless you can find a lav and a hein, a no and a yes. Dirsev lahara o lahetev, demasha dover vichi lufo. It's something and it's flip. Behind mefarish shlo uchal chatsi shir nevela, mashkachos lo nami vishu shlo uchal chatsi shir nevela, the lav nishba levatel as a mitzvah. So back to the Gemara. You can find the Shvua could be set up and spoken out in a way of negative, like I will not eat even less than a kazayas in the veil, vehein, or I will eat less than an olive size in the veil. You could do two sides of the coin. You can find a lav. I will not eat in the veil or kosher meat. How are you going to find the positive? I will eat in the veil and kosher meat. Right, this isn't going to work because it's a shvua to go against already the shvua that you have at Har Sinai to hold back from doing such a thing. So now, Ella Kidarava, because of this kasha, the Gemara now says a new pshat on our Mishnah. Ella Kidarava, the Mishnah's din that one who swore, I will not eat, and then ate stuff that is not roi, that edible, is not going to be chayiv, is talking about Kidarava. Like the din of Rava, Dama Rava, Shvul Shul Ochav. Someone said, "I swear that I'm not going to eat." V'achal Afer Pater. He ate dirt. He's going to be Pater from Mechiyav. But according to this, if he ate Aser foods like Nevela, he's going to be Chayav. Amrav Mari Afanan Nami Tanin. We also learned this in the Mishnah. Konim Ishti Nanis Li Emuchat Yom. My wife is going to be Aser to get enough for me today. If you know, it's going to be Aser to get enough for me if I. Like as a konam, like as a tabineder, if I eat today, if alchan avails the treasure cost of masim, he ate these aser foods. Sorry, ishta aser ulo is going to be aser to him. It's clear that eating aser food is still considered achila. Says Rashi, alma achili. You see, it is takir achila. And for the Gemara, hey, achi ashta, how are you giving this as a raya? Hasam kevadem yikar achal there. Since he first ate the aser food, v'hadr ishtabale, and then afterwards he made this whole swear, he said, if I ate this already, so he ate and then he swore, beep, turn the page, chavtal on base, chashuve achshave, therefore he gave chashivas to this aser food before he made this neder, right? By eating it, he showed that he wasn't disgusted by it. Therefore, when he said, if I ate today, he referred also to the iser food. Halacha miach shaveh. But over here, did he show that it was important to him, the aser food, by eating some before he made the shvua? Maybe consider it not edible, and didn't refer to it when he swore that I'm not going to eat. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time in the man de isla iser kolo. What's the reason the one who holds of iser kolo is going to take effect on a previous prohibition? Mi di dahavia iser mosif. It's because it's similar to an iser mosif, an iser which is more inclusive. Wow. It's quite a large Rashi over here. Whew. So Rashi basically explains that even somebody who says that a second iser doesn't take effect on a previous iser, where the second one is more inclusive, aka kolel, they're going to agree that when the second one is more extensive, it's mosif, it's adding more, then it does take effect. Those who say that an inclusive iser, right, aka iser kolel, takes effect on an earlier iser, hold that a iser kolel is, they hold that iser kolel and iser mosif are really the same. Each one is more than the earlier one. Right? An iser kolel is one that doesn't add any new aspects of the iser to the original thing that's aser, but adds restrictions upon the person in regard to other things. So, for example, when Yom Kippur comes, no new aspect of iser was added to the nevela. It was aser before Yom Kippur, it's aser now. But Yom Kippur does add an iser upon other food in reference to this person. Those who say that a iser kolel is effective say that since Yom Kippur iser takes effect to aser other foods to him, it takes effect to aser nevela to him also. Therefore, if he eats nevela on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayv too, nevela and Yom Kippur. Iser mosif is a case where one which asers the original object in a new way. Example, a piece of chalav, which is aser fats, of an animal that's muktash, can't be eaten, but it may be brought on the Mizbeach. If the chalav is allowed to remain unsacrificed before the deadline, right, at a certain time you have to give it, it's considered nosar. It becomes aser to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Since the nosar iser takes effect on the chalav to aser it to the Mizbeach, it therefore takes effect to aser the chalav's eating as well. One who eats it now is going to be over two iserim, chalav and nosar. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rava. My time in the man the isle iser kolel needed to have a iser mosif. It's similar to iser mosif. Uman the potter, the one who exempts iser kolel, the lesle, who does not hold that a iser kolel takes effect in a pre-existing iser, says, Ki amr iser mosif. When do we say iser mosif to a previous one?" That's in reference to one thing, where the new iser prohibits the same object, but in another way. Like we said before, where the chalev also became now nosar. But we deal with two pieces, we don't say that. We don't say that since the new iser asks him from previously permitted things, so it prohibits him from previously prohibited things as well. We don't say such a thing. V'yamarava. Rava says, Laman de Isle Iser Kolel, according to the one who holds of Iser Kolel, or a more inclusive Iser. Amar Shvul Shalochel Teinim, if somebody says, I swear I'm not going to eat figs, Chazavar Shvul Shalochel Teinim Ba'anavim, he swears I'm not going to eat figs and grapes, Migo de Chayel Anavim, since this is Chal, the Shvul is Chal on the grapes, right? Because he first started saying, I'm not going to take figs, and then he says, I'm not going to take figs or grapes, Chal Nami Atim, because it falls onto him as well. Therefore, he says figs is going to be chayv for two. So it's more pshita, obviously, right? That is called iser kolel, right? So what are you saying? No ma'od detema iser abam me'alavim minan. It's only the iser that comes on its own. That's something you don't do yourself. Like man doesn't do iser abam me'atzma alavim minan. Not if it comes through a man. Kamash v'la, not telling you even if it comes through a person. Masav rabba derev derav wa 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 ba. Rava, the son of Rava, asked the question based off of Mishnah. Yesh ochel achila achas. There's a case of one who does a single act of eating, right? You only have a kazayis of food. V'chayev ele arba chatos v'asham echa. It's going to be chayev four chatos and one asham v'elohein. And these are the serum that's going to bring about this type of chiyuf, right? All of these things are going to happen at the same time. Tamei, a tamei person, sha'achal chelev, to the ate chelev, vihu nosar minim kadashim, and it's nosar from hektish, biyom kippurim on yom kippur. This is getting gewaldig over here, right? So what happened over here? This one act, he's over on four isurim that you get kares. Tamei person can't have hektish. Any person can't have chelev, anyone can't have nosar, and anyone can't eat on Yom Kippur. Right? So we're talking about here, this person who did like this is going to bring a chatas for each one of them. Unbelievable. And since the chelev was from a muktash animal, therefore he's over in Me'ila, he's got to bring an asham for this also. Yom Kippur, Rabbi Meir Omer, af im ha'isa Shabbos utzio, not only that, but also if it was Shabbos and he carried it out in his mouth while he's eating it. Wow. Another issue going on. Chayev is going to be Chayev. Another chatas for breaking Shabbos. Amar Lacham said, Eino min Hashem. This is not the same category. This is not the same category. Yeah. In other words, says Rashi, why are you mixing and matching here? Ein chatas zu ba mishum achila. El mishum atzah. It's because of atzah, not because of achila. V'im yisen, if it's really true, that an iser kola that comes about through a person's own action takes effect on previous ones, mishkachas l'chamesh, and you can find the case in which one is going to be five chatos, even according to the Tanakama. Kigon sha'amar, shavuos lo ochel tamar v'chilav. Like in the case of someone says, before Yom Kippur, I swear that I'm not going to eat dates and chelev. Miyud chelev. Tamarim, since it falls onto the tamarim, it's included. Chelev, it falls into the chelev also, and therefore it's going to be mechayev of this guy. Another chatas for being over shvo. So why is he leaving out this one? Must be argues with Rava. If the guy, no, kiketani yisrael b'meilov. When does the Tana teach that? When does it teach his case? That's kiketani yisrael b'meilov. Only somebody comes on its own. Yisrael b'meatzmo lokatani. Not necessarily come meatzmo from his own actions. Right? So the Tana is being maskim that an yisrael that comes through an action of a person takes effect on a pre-existing yisrael. But he didn't list this one because he was talking only about yisrael that come by themselves, on their own. Pari Hektish, what about Hektish? You have the issue of getting Hana from Hektish, and that he'd have to bring an Asham, and this is an issue that comes through a person's own actions, right? He was a Maktish, this animal, but the Tana still mentioned this, even though it's coming through his own actions. So there's no Hana B'Bechor. It's talking about the case of B'Bechor, the Kedushasa Mirechem, it's Kaddish Mirechem, he didn't do anything to actually be Maktish this. Yibai Yisema, another answer. Kikotani Midi Deles Le She'ela. When did the Tana teach his case? He taught it in reference to something, an Isser, that doesn't fall into the category of She'ela. She'ela meaning if you're shol on something to go to Rashi, She'ela L'chacham L'hatir Isser, to be matir the neder. Now you go and be matered. Shavua, the isle she'ela lokatani. But in the case where you can be matered, it doesn't even talk about those cases. Hari Hektish, what about Hektish? Right? That's something which you can't do. You can't. I'm sorry, that can be do she'ela on, but we still mentioned it. Right? As Rashi says, Shabbai de neder, v'chol nadorim yishlem she'ela, you can get out of it. And it's counted. No, hol k'mina b'chor, we're talking about the case of b'chor, that it's not, you're not able to actually be, to take it out of its kedusha. Yibayi Seima, another answer to Rava Baraba. Yibayi Seima, kikatani carbon kavua. When did the Tana teach his case? He only taught it by a carbon kavua, a fixed carbon. Carbon ola v'yored, look at that, he doesn't teach it by carbon ola v'yored. Right? And this is the case of ola v'yored, she's not brought up. Hari tami shachos al kodesh. Aye, what about the case of a tami person who ate kodesh food? The carbon ola v'yored who? Which is a carbon ola v'yored, and yet it does mention it over there. Zamar ben Nasi, the Mishnah is talking about the case of a Nasi. And therefore, what you ask? We're talking about the case of a Nasi, Rabbi Eliezer, he, and it's in the world of Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar Nasi Mevi Sa'ir, who says that for eating consecrated food while Tame, a king, a Nasi meaning here a king, he brings a fixed carbon, a goat. Rashi says, another answer, when did the Tana teach this case? He taught it only references something, some sort of issue that takes effect on things equal or greater to the minimum amount. Shvur dechala pachos mikashir lo katani. But someone who says less than a shir, he doesn't teach. So if someone says straight up, he swears to aser even less than a kazayis, is effective to aser this as well. Right? So he says, Shavuos Shechel HaPachas Mishir Lo Katani. He just didn't teach those. Hare Hektish, I would have been Hektish, that there's no Kezias over there, and yet he does mention, he does teach it. Says Rashi, Hare Hektish, Asham Me'ilos Baal Shava Pruta, Filo Pachas Mekezias, even if it's less than the Kezias. No, Haba Inan Shava Pruta, like his knees are Shava Pruta. Right? You could be Chayav for violating a Shavuos, even for a tiny amount, though. That needs at least a Shavuot Pruta. Ravashi, Meaviria, my Rabbi Zera. He said, Kikatani Zdonokaris. When did he teach his case? He taught him reference to an Isser who's Zdono. If he doesn't amaze, it's Mechayev Karis. Zdono Lav, Lo Katani. But in the case where the Isser is just going to be Malkus, like regular Lav, he didn't teach that case. So he didn't want to mention a Shavuot. A Shavuah is a fifth chatas, because if you did a b'meisid, we get malchus, not karis. But we have the case of the asham, of someone who says me'ila, and we said that we know the zdon over there is alive, it gets malchus, but he is still taught it. He said, we don't teach those things. Beep, turn the page. Tchaf hei amanaf. B'chatas kamrinan. No, when we said that the Tana is talking about talks about only Yisurim whose kenas for mezid is karis, we said it only reference to a chatas. But when it comes to an asham, even though somebody does it b'mezid, he's not going to get punished with karis. Ravina Amar, this is answer number 6 to Rav Rabba's question. Kikatani midi dechayla midi. When did the Tana teach his case? He only taught in reference to an Isser. It takes effect on something which is edible. Right? Yisurim, like a Chelev or Nosar. Shvuah dechela amidi delabar chiluhu lo katani. But in reference to a Shvuah, that takes effect even on something which is not edible, so he doesn't teach those cases. In fact, there were very hectic. Dechel namia eitzav avanim. That goes also on wooden stones, but he still taught it. Look, he katani dechel amidi the isva meshasha. Right, he taught it. He taught about a case of an iser that takes effect on something which is tangible. Meshasha, it's mamish, mamoshos. Shu dechel amidi last way meshasha kigon sheishan v'shalo yishan lo katani. In the case of not tangible, like a person says, sure that I'm going to sleep or sure I'm not going to sleep, he didn't teach those cases because it's not called something mamasha. Says Rashi, let's from mashasha, sheishan v'lo yishan, sheshene ein bo mashasha. Sheazok tzur liyam, I'm not sure why that's here, lo garcina. Yeah, it's not here, lo garcina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.